Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, when I read Acts 6 and saw the Greek was actually making these men that were appointed deacons, and I found it interesting the reason God wanted them to appoint these men as deacons. And that was seen in Acts chapter 6, verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now, I believe it is of utmost importance that I preach the word. Now, to do that, I must study the word, seeking God to give me wisdom, understanding, and the knowledge of him and his person through his word. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. There I'm told to preach the word, not philosophy or psychology. In and out of season means at all times, when they like it and when they don't. And next, in preaching the word, I am to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. That's how I'm to preach it. God said in his word, that's how I'm to preach it. And I am to do it with long suffering, knowing the critics, and keep it doctrinal, i.e., from the word of God, teaching it as it is and preaching it as it is to men as they are. Now, I found that 1 and 2 Timothy, along with the book of Titus, seemed to be a form of a church manual for the local church. Therefore, it's of utmost importance to follow it. Now, one of the things that I would add to that is Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, pastors who are teachers is the idea behind pastors and teachers. We are to both teach and preach. We are also to do the work of an evangelist, according to Timothy, which is to witness and spread the gospel of Christ. And I say according to Timothy, I meant the book of Timothy. Our ministry, to which we have been called as pastors, calls for us to be perfecting continual tense, which has the idea of equipping the saints. And why? For the work of the ministry. Now, it's interesting that the word ministry is the same Greek word for deacon in its action. It is referring to the ministration within the Christian community. The idea includes labor needed for others, including individuals and the whole of the body of Christ. For an example, someone who has the three-year-old class is introducing them to the first stages. For example, God made everything. God is good. God loves you. What great foundations that a three-year-old Sunday school teacher gets to put into the heart of children. Others are equipped with contacting others in order to bring them on the bus. We're not about recreation, entertainment, and so forth, so we're not training them to be entertainers, rather men and women who will minister. Ours is to acquaint them with the Word of God that they may teach others according to the level they teach. We seek to help them how to know how to walk with God instead of using the arm of flesh that Jeremiah 17:5 condemns. The third thing mentioned is for the edifying of the body of Christ, that is, the building up and strengthening them in doctrine and service, they may be equipped to withstand the attacks of Satan, while at the same time growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in practice, we have Sunday school and morning worship on Sunday, as well as evening worship on Sunday night. Wednesday also is dedicated to Bible study and prayer. In our church, we have the Institute, in which we spend 3 years going through every book of the Bible. It's a 3-hour, one night a week situation. Our Christian school, combined with our radio, our internet, and our support of over 120 missionaries worldwide, whom we have interviewed to find their doctrinal position and have checked, made sure of the work, all of that is part of fulfilling these things. In addition, we fall short of the Bible standard, as seen in Acts, in which the church met daily. Now, the bottom line is that I believe I fail as a pastor daily, but I will continue to press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Instead of a denominational or philosophical direction of ministry, I have instead sought to know the Word of God, to follow what it says I should do. And I am fully persuaded by the Word of God. So thanks for asking this question, and I hope that it does answer your question, dear listener. Okay, Brother Jerry Banks, let's have the next question, please.
Unaffiliated and other religions continue to grow in America. When are you going to quit calling us a Christian nation and stop misleading people in this area? He adds, we are a secular nation and always have been.
Okay. This, again, is a Calvinist. And I appreciate the Calvinists. I appreciate all of you that are Calvinists and you listen to our radio broadcast. It's Monday through Friday on FBN stations, our own local radio station, on our internet and so forth, where we go verse by verse through the Bible. And my purpose is not really to attack the Calvinists. It's to attack sin, false doctrine, what's wrong, and to exalt and exhort what is right, to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. So I know that as I go word by word and I teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, I know some that don't hold to the Word are going to be offended, and we understand that. And really, I don't hold that against anybody, regardless of the names that they call us. Now, this is one of those questions where this one is quite antagonistic. Most of the time, I have deleted the same individual's emails on many occasions just because they just went so far over the line in name-calling and calling preachers and anybody that's a Baptist totally ignorant. Doubted that any of us had a GED. Well, I don't have a GED. Okay, I didn't have to get one. I did graduate from college, and I've been given about 3 doctorates, but I didn't get a GED, and nobody gave me an honorary GED. So I can say that. But going to answer this question, I'm answering again because there may be some of you out there that you've heard this come up lately because our present administration has decided we're a secular group people and we're no longer a Christian nation if we ever were. So this is being answered on that level. So I told him, I expect the unaffiliated to grow. The education system continues from grade school through college to teach anti-creationism and secular progressivism. And as they do, it will grow. When I preached in the 1970s, I told the people that the abortion for incest or rape was only a facade. in time, that wouldn't even be a consideration. Oh, I was told how wrong I was because the country would never allow it. Well, you can see what it is today, that they don't even notify parents when their child has abortion. When our national income tax was first proposed in Congress, one congressman who opposed it said, "What's to prevent it from becoming as much as 5% of our income?" Well, they laughed him to scorn, saying, "The American people would not stand for it." Well, don't we wish it was only 5%? I told our congregation over 15 years ago that the teaching of the subjects as My Two Mommies in grade school and so forth, and the social engineering going on at all levels of education, we would have a generation that would vote for gay marriage. Now, the generation didn't, just some unelected men and women did, 9 of them, and only 5 of those 9 voted that way, but it was a close vote anyhow. But in the states that put it up to the people voted the other way. Now, I have preached since the early 1970s that America is not a Christian nation. In the biblical definition of a Christian, Christian means Christ-like. A Christian is someone who has been saved through confession of sin and repentance and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving Him as their Lord and Savior. That's a Christian. There's never been a Christian nation. Some have either mistakenly or purposefully tried to say that the Constitution of the United States is a living document. Therefore, it changes with the culture, rather than to see it as a series of principles and ethics that was well bathed in the Judeo-Christian ethic. For an example, it is the Bible that teaches, "Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill," etc. Even earthly laws concerning adultery were established on these ethics. Now, no one should want a state church. That thought is strong among the Muslims who want a state church with Sharia law, with the idea of kill those who won't convert to our religion. Now, in freedom of religion, if one reads the Federalist Papers, he'll see the principles that stood behind the formation of our Constitution, and it will show that the free exercise of religion was allowed everywhere, and that was the idea of freedom of religion, and that was the idea why we're called a Christian nation, not because everybody's a Christian, not because we have a state church, but because it was founded upon, with its constitution, Christian or biblical principles.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.